We're going to tell you guys the story of Flow, how it came to be, what we're up to, what we're doing here, what we're excited about. I come from a data and analytics background. We had a company called Data Crunch that we ran for maybe 5-6 years. Now that we had an exit on that, and now we're focusing exclusively on Flow.
I'm Craig Schoaf, and I met these guys through a project we were doing. So I own a manufacturer's rep firm, NTS, National Transformer Sales, out of Raleigh, North Carolina. Decided one day that there's nothing out there that really applied from a software standpoint to the rep community, and came to you guys and said, hey, look, let's build a product from the ground up that's 100% focused on a rep and how we can run our business better. So we've been a rep in the utility space since 1984. My dad started the company. I started in 97 and then transitioned, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 years ago as the president of NTS. And then now we're here today to talk about Flow and how it impacts us as a rep firm. We've been using Flow for over 2 years now. So it's a stable platform. It's been great. We keep getting it better each day, and we'll kind of talk about some of that as we get into the podcast.
And we started out just doing dashboards, right? You wanted us to come in and give you more insight essentially into your business because you couldn't see certain things about your commissions and all that, right?
I mean, that was the thing, is that we were driving blind for a lot of what we were doing. And we were in that transition from manual to like a software-based solution. And we were kind of in no man's land. We were doing a little bit of, you know, on the software, we're doing a lot on the manual side, and just needed to have that visibility. So that's when I met you guys, and y'all started working on the dashboards for us. And and at that point, it was during COVID, and I finally had some time where I wasn't traveling as much as I typically am. And I decided, all right, we're going to bite the bullet. We're going to start this from the ground up and just start building this software platform just for reps, not distributors, not, you know, hybrids, just for a manufacturer's rep. So, you know, a lot of it was just built on the fact of having that visibility, having a way to look at commissions in a different way, where it's almost like an accounts receivable for a buy sell type transaction. End of the day, we do the work on the sales side, then we have a transaction in order, then we need to make sure we're getting paid for those transactions. And there's a lot of reps out there. They get a check and they assume, hey, I'm getting paid for my work. But I can tell you, we've been through the process of going through and realizing that if you're just, you know, hope is not a strategy, that's 100% correct when you're talking about commissions. So you can't just assume you're going to get paid. And it's not anything malicious, right? It's just that these manufacturers, they've got overworked people. They've got new people. They've got people make mistakes. I mean, just like we do. So you got to be able to have a way to track it. So that was the big thing that really stuck out to me. So we actually started a process before Flow, but it was very manual, and we were able to recover, you know, over six figures the first time we did it. And it was one of them. The big ones was that it was just coded incorrectly at the manufacturer. We had the order, we did the work. It was coded, you know, incorrectly. So that's what kind of spurred it. And then also the visibility side, like, you know, the orders, the quotes, the dashboards, just having that where you don't have to go and dig into stuff to get information, where it kind of hits you in the face when you bring it up on the screen. That's kind of where we are, and that's where we're going.
It's come a long ways. 3 years, right? We have some things that we're applying technology to be able to read all of that as well, and take all the mundane parts of data management, like data entry and data lookup and all of that kind of stuff. We're trying to make just really, really easy and fast.
And like I said, I mean, if you're looking at it just from a business case standpoint, the commission side, if you're not tracking it, that pays for the software. Without, I can promise you, that's a part of it that you'll see that benefit from the get go. But then, yeah, the other side, we kind of evolved as we went along. It was, all right, we had flow, right? And then we were entering all this data, still a lot of manual entry. We had some uploading that we could do through spreadsheets. But then we also would take a lot of these like hard copy quotes or orders, and then we would take those, and we thought we were doing something that was like Star Wars. We were actually putting it in the cloud and not manually printing stuff off and putting it in a file cabinet. We had it in a cloud and a filing system that we had come up with. And then we're going through the flow process of building it. And then we're like, we want to live in flow. So why are we putting this stuff on another program or application? Why don't we have everything live in flow? So that was one of the things that we all kind of scratched our head and are like, yeah, why don't we do that? So having you got the commission side, which is like the cash register piece to it all. Then you also have the ease of accessing data, where we've got quotes, we've got orders, we can have drawings, we can have anything, emails. You know, if there's any email correspondence that's particular to that particular transaction, then you can put all that in flow and you got one spot to look. If you know a PO number, and we'll show you, you put it into the search bar, you go there, and then everything's there versus, all right, I've got this here, and then I got to go over here and look at hard copies, or I got to go dig in my email. Everything's there. So that was part of it. And then the next step was, is like, okay, we've got one, was it one record of truth? Is that the right way to say that?
Sure.
I don't know, James, what do you call it?
Yes.
Source of truth. Yeah, I was close. That was another piece of the puzzle. All right, we're living in flow. We got everything there. Then the third part was, all right, we've got a lot of data that we want to capture. How do we make it where us as a rep firm, you know, the double-edged sword to being successful is the more you sell, the more data you have to enter in something like flow. So what do? Do you hire more people? Do you hire part-time people? Do you hire just data entry people? You can do that. Or we've taken a lot of the technology you were talking about from the AI standpoint. You can take a PDF document and drag and drop it in, and it extracts all the information that we want out of it and puts it in the flow. That does a couple of things. That, you know, number one, it enables us to not keep hiring people to enter data as we get more successful, but it also makes the data more reliable because you're taking some of the human element out of it. So the fact that we did that, I think, was a huge step towards just the automation piece to it all. Once again, you got human people, you got humans that are behind it running reports. You got them, you know, looking at the data, but we can take that data entry piece and minimize that human interaction. Then it becomes a game changer. I mean, you look at what it would cost you to hire a team of people just to enter data.
Yeah.
We can do a lot of that for you with the automation that James and his team have come up with. So that was the next thing, was, all right, how do we take it next level?
Mm-hmm.
So it's been fun. It's been fun.